This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So all the smoke guys, yes?
Yes.
Matt Barnes, Stephen Jackson.
Yes. So you're a regular listener or viewer of this
podcast. When the clips are out there, I'll watch the clips now.
Okay. So they have him on to talk about a variety of things, as it turned out. In this first sequence, they're teeing him up on the 90s Utah Jazz.
What was Stockton and Malone like?
Stockton dirty as
yeah.
I mean, one of the dirtiest players in the NBA ever history. This little short little mailbox looking carry ass.
Yeah.
And he's dirty as hell. He's a dog. He's a demon.
Yeah.
He's
John
a demon.
Stockton,
yeah.
Nah, for real. He was a just don't look like that, but he was nasty as fuck.
Yeah.
He's a dirty dog.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. I love it. Yeah.
I love that at the end. You're thinking that he's criticized. Oh, yeah. We love it. So they all love Dirty John Stockton.
Does he not sound like Cat Williams or no?
I don't know enough about Cat Williams. You have to lean on Gio for that.
Just like him.
Next up, thoughts on Jeff Hornacek, who Gio, of course, brought up last segment, the Knicks head coach, but of course, part of those Utah teams back in the day.
Yeah, him and. And then don't leave that motherfucker do this here too. Hornacek.
That motherfucker
a dirty motherfucker too. That motherfucker
he did bank when he wiped the brain out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. He did that shit out of there and knocked that shit down, y'all. See, okay. That motherfucker Horny. Horny got down and then you got this big old motherfucker wild ass country white motherfucker.
The wild ass country ass mother bleeper is Greg Ostertag, who you might recall, of course.
This is all like respect to these guys,
right,
which
yeah.
is the best part
yes,
about it.
100%. And then in the same breath, pretty much, another country ass boy, his words, not mine, as it turned out, Karl Malone and his big ass truck.
And then you got country boy ass driving 18 wheeler, the rig of the 18 wheeler down in the goddamn stadium. Who's doing this? I mean, what the you got this motherfucker?
That is quite the image. Malone rolling in an 18 wheeler.
And they did put the image up in that clip too, which is just incredible. Yeah. I know that overnights on Infinity Sports Radio are open. Maybe Vernon Maxwell could apply for that. Guy's got a future. That's the guy I'm putting on inside the NBA next.
Yeah. We got the Hakeem Olajuwon story. You want to kick that for next hour?
Yeah. I keep that for the next hour. Okay. That's a guy that Barstool should hire.
Yeah. True.
Let him do NBA breakdowns.
That is
true. Unbelievable.
That would be smart. Very smart.
All right. We'll give you the other part with Hakeem Olajuwon next hour. Mixing a few other things here. NFL Network's Rich Eisen back from his week in Indianapolis at the scouting combine. Usually comes through with some info, some chatter, some scuttlebutt. How real were the Giants as contenders to land Matthew Stafford before he and the Rams, of course, decided against breaking up?
I heard the Giants and Raiders' interest in Matthew Stafford was quite real, and it was hairy at certain junctures last week. And I heard the Giants hit the number, and they hit the number for Stafford, and they not only hit the number for Stafford, I heard this again from multiple people. I heard they hit the number for Stafford. And they hit the trade comp, too.
Whoa.
They were in,
but then you listen to Sean McVay yesterday talking about the agreement that came through with Stafford and tells a little bit of a different tale, at least publicly.
I don't think either Matthew or myself ever really felt like this was a direction we weren't going to go. And sometimes when you really care about people, you can have real conversations, and I think it's going to be even better moving forward. And when you see what ends up coming of it, you're going to really see, man, this is a selfless decision on his part, and this is really good for the Rams.
You know what? Sean McVay reminds me of Tommy Lugauer. have a lot in common.
Yeah, I can. You know, now that you say that, I hear it a little bit. I think Tommy's a little higher pitched.
Well, it's not just that. They're screaming at you.
A lot of energy.
Because I was listening to the Luke Hour yesterday coming, you know, and driving, and you know, he's screaming into the microphone.
Yeah, of course. He gets his hour, man. He's getting every bit of it.
Dudes, dogs, domination.
Yeah, squeezing out every ounce of that.
High energy guy.
It's great, but, man, he's just got a little less volume.
I don't know. You seem to talk about it every time, so he must be doing something right.
That's right.
This is why I'm the future.
All right. Okay. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know.
This is why I'm the future.
You hired
him. This is why I'm a generational talent.
We talked about this yesterday,
right?
Yeah.
Well, so he's got that going for him.
And the guy to your right, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but we didn't hire him full time.
Yeah, but that wasn't what you were asking, Eddie.
No.
You want to know who came through his internship program.
Which I told him yesterday. I thought he is like the Howie, or Gio said he's like the Howie Roseman of radio.
Now, Eddie, I got to ask, was I one of the misfits or was I a buttoned up Spitz guy?
Oh, you more coming out of
Quinnipiac?
Quinnipiac.
Buttoned up.
Because I did go suit and tie. I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
definitely a Spitz guy.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Actually, Spitz was gone by that point. I think I just did a solo.
The internship program. But I didn't know if you still like ran it by him at all. That was solely your venture?
He might have been out of the building by that.
No, he definitely No. Definitely not. No. This was Astoria. He was here.
So he had an okay. Your choice? Is that the way it worked?
Probably he was still involved. I forget. At one point I did take it over even though he was still here.
I only met with you. I just listening to you yesterday talk about your involvement with him. I didn't know when that ended. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but definitely once you start seeing the ugly ducklings, that means he was out of the mix.
That's a fair point. Yeah. It's funny. You brought up last hour the blog that had Jerry doing that Rob Conrad story from 2015 when we used to write up full story summaries of the morning show.
Yeah.
When I was young working with you and Craig, and I'd fill in and do that for Bobby Dwyer, I'd have to sit with Spitz, and he'd essentially like proofread and okay the pictures of, you know, women in bikinis with their chest hanging out. So he had a lot of oversight back in the day.
Yeah. I remember
that oversight.
Remember the cop that you hired? He was an NYPD officer who was trying to look into other careers. His name was Mike.
Yeah.
And he used to shake everybody's hand when he came into work. Everybody's hand every day. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? So it was a morning. Imus was still here, right? And wherever Imus was broadcasting from, it was not working. So Dick James, the all-time engineer who was just like every other engineer, real normal person when things are going right and can really lose it when things are going wrong because there's so much stress involved in that. And you got Imus and everything else. So this guy walks in. He goes up to Bernard, goes, "How you doing?" And Bernard looks at him. Then he goes up to Dick James, who's over the board. He goes, "How you doing?" And Dick James looks at him and goes, "Ah!" And it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life. And the guy, you know, then he just, that was the first interaction he had with Dick James, you know, and goes to me. He's like, "Is he always like that?" I'm like, no, just a bad,
bad day.
Just a rough moment for him. He'll be fine.
Screaming at him.
Dude, we've got some of the engineers, some interesting characters over there.
Yeah, but you know what? There's some of the best guys out there, the hardest working, talented guys. But when something goes wrong, if I were an engineer, I'd be the same way. I'd lose my mind.
Yes. I mean, these are the things that we take for granted. We never see it. We never see the issues behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Dick was unbelievable. He was.
No.
Like if that interaction could have been caught on film as part of a behind-the-scenes series or documentary or something, that's tremendous.
And you know exactly how that would unfold.
Yes.
You know, unknowing intern walking into that
buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, before I run out of time, let's go to the Garden where the Rangers put together back-to-back shutouts.
D'Angelo's pass broken up by Miller. Miller moves in with Zibanejad. He shoots. He scores! It's another two-point game for JT Miller.
I'll tell you one thing.
Rangers lead 3-0.
Everything that we've seen thus far from him, including the Four Nations, know, you know exactly why Drury wanted him.
I mean, I don't think people realize, because he's playing in Vancouver, how good a player he became out there.
Exactly. So he was good when he was here. He was young.
Yes.
And then went to Tampa.
He was fine there.
He was fine, and he also saw great players
yes.
there.
Yes.
And then goes to Vancouver, and now comes back, and this is a complete, I want to say completely different type of player, but a player that has now
fully developed
and met his ceiling.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's more to give, and hopefully he can drag this team across the playoff finish line.
Feels like there's been a trickle-down effect, certainly with Mika Zibanejad. They've been playing together pretty much since he got here, and Mika's...
It's like he's unlocked them. Hey, let me ask you a question. In your eyes, as a Ranger fan, has Matt Rempe become a hockey player?
He's getting there.
I think he's
getting there.
A real hockey player.
I'd say this.
I saw last night in the corner with the puck on his stick, head up, looking around, throwing it up to the point, getting to the middle of the ice. Sorry, guys. But it's more than just a gimmick anymore.
No, it's not a gimmick. It's just I think he's still figuring out how to play regularly at that size. Like the hit the other night on Sunday that got penalized.
He's got to learn.
He's just so enormous that when he goes in there, it looks like he's going in high on guys or getting the elbow up or whatever.
I wonder if
can
the Rangers,
get him in trouble.
I wonder if the Rangers get him a cut-up of Zdeno Chara hitting people.
Yeah, I mean, it's different because, you know, defenseman versus winger.
Yeah, but Zdeno Chara will still have to hit people.
Well, sure, but from a different position, different perspective.
I know, but I just think he's becoming a better hockey player.
He's made strides.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. And as are the Rangers, back-to-back 4-0 shutouts, as I mentioned. Another good night for JT Miller. Will Cooley, 2 points, as did Artemi Panarin, who added an empty netter. So Blue Shirts in the thick of this jam-packed wild card race in the East, and they'll face the first-place Washington Caps coming up tomorrow night. 21 saves for Igor Shesterkin, his fourth shutout of the season. You do have the Knicks and the Warriors tonight at the Garden before the Knicks head west for their 5-game
road trip.
You
know it's the middle of March when we can talk hockey and everybody shuts up.
Right, yeah. Daddy's not playing drops. You know, boring. Yes. Stop talking. Yes. All that stuff, yeah.